I practically grew up here. I went to school. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to continue and graduate high school, but I went back to get the GED because actually it's giving me a better opportunity for the law and to have a better job, career. And also, it's a big example for my kids.
Mrs. Rojas Hurtado with her newborn. She came to New York when she was 8 years old. Mrs. Hurtado was at New York City Council chambers today when city leaders announced $18 million in funding to provide adult education classes and legal services for New York's young undocumented immigrants. City Council Speaker Christine Quinn said she hopes the announcement won't just reach those in the five boroughs, but the nation.
That local government can take action while we wait for comprehensive immigration reform. And in fact, by local government taking that action now, we send a message to Washington that we're not just waiting for comprehensive immigration reform, we are demanding comprehensive and inclusive immigration reform. On June 15, 2012, President Obama announced the Deferred Action for Adult Childhood Arrivals program, which we smartly took down to DACA. Because of the president's directive, there are real opportunities and good opportunities for young people who came here with their parents as children but who are not documented. These possibilities exist if they enroll in the right education programs, and if they do, they can qualify for DACA. And through DACA, they're eligible to apply for work authorization, get a driver's license, and the great news is legally stay in this city and in this country.
The fund is part of a plan to help some of the estimated 79,000 New Yorkers qualify for the federal government's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The program invites anyone who's over 15 and younger than 31 years old and came to the U.S. with their parents to qualify to work and live in the U.S., but they must meet an education requirement to learn English and have a GED. The investment fund from the city means that 16,000 people can now enroll for adult education classes. Hiro Yoshikawa is a professor at NYU and has studied undocumented families.
We know that hundreds of thousands in New York City are living in the shadows simply because they have no papers, but what's less well known is the harmful impacts on the very youngest children in the city and their prospects for success. One in three children of immigrants in the United States has at least one undocumented parent. That's always a bit of a stunning figure. That's one in three children in an immigrant family has at least one undocumented parent. And my research and those of others shows that simply by virtue of being born to a parent without papers, children have lower access in this city, in this country, to the learning opportunities that are linked to their later school success, their earnings, their later economic productivity, and their well-being. So how does this happen? We have many stories from my research, but those of others across the country. Parents who are parents raising young children now, and you'll hear from one next, who came before the age of 15, often interrupted their own educations in their country of origin to come to the United States and start sending back remittances. Our parents often spoke wistfully of this interruption in education, but as their duties as parents, as workers, often working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, took over, the time to pursue their own education fell by the wayside. And so something like access to adult education slots, which the research shows has direct benefits for children's learning. When a parent pursues their own basic education, the research shows the number of months they're in that education will improve their children's achievement. Parents working below the minimum wage, working such low-wage jobs with such terrible work conditions, that also directly impacts their parenting, their expectations for their children, and their children's cognitive development. So bringing these folks out of the shadows, many of whom are parents, like the one you'll hear from next with very young children, has a double economic and educational benefit for two generations, the person who is in that class and the kids and relatives who are at home.
City leaders here today hope that this program will be replicated around the country and allow other cities to make investments that allow thousands of immigrants to also live and work in the US. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.